you're listening to Foul Monkeys.
I've always wanted to do that.
Well, you're listening. Oh.
Yeah.
Overmodulate. I always like saying that because it makes me feel important.
What, modulate?
Overmodulate.
It's like ejaculate.
Oh. Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Probably.
You listen to Foul Monkeys, like Samantha said. Samantha's back in the house. The his house.
Yeah, and what?
Mm-hmm. This is episode 62.
62.
Six and two.
62.
Oh, we'll have to do a special on 69.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I know.
So, we really don't.
I keep clicking it, and it's getting bigger. I'm like, oh.
You mean the pencil, too, click. Right?
Almond you could click and make it hard.
You can, like 89 years old. You know how to have that little penis pump thing that you pump like this on their side. That's so gross.
Yeah. Old
Kakapuchi. Let me turn my phone down.
Yeah, me too.
I know, listeners, I'm turning my phone down so you can't hear it. It's amazing. Because they're always complaining.
Are they?
Stop doing text messaging in the podcast!
I don't blame them. You text message all day long. I'll be having a conversation with you.
Excuse me, my podcast.
But I'll be having a conversation with you, and you are text messaging somebody. And then you're like, what? I'm like, what I said was funny. And I'll be laughing to myself, and then I'm like, what'd you say? Like, and I'll repeat, and then you'll laugh. Like, that's so funny. Like, yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Well, we're totally, like, getting high off of Starbucks coffee.
Yeah, mine's a little strong. I even added milk, and it's giving me the jitters.
It's kind of cold in here, too.
Yeah.
I have the air conditioner on.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Yeah, you want me to go turn it down a little bit?
No. Because
okay?
Turning it down makes it colder.
I mean, turn it up.
No, it's fine, really. It's colder in my house right now. Anyway, I've got to go home to it in a little bit. So, Ricky, I had a dream last night.
Yeah.
What was it about? You were in it.
Oh, no. Where were we at? Were we at Golden Corral?
No.
On the grill?
No.
Scrambling eggs?
I wish.
With big fat weenie sausages?
That would have been the greatest dream ever to relive that moment, Ricky.
Well, we can after the podcast.
I think about it and I touch myself.
Where?
Oh. On my boobs. And I read my
Your
nipples.
Hairy areolas?
I do not have hairy areolas.
Your inverted nipples?
I do have inverted nipples.
Do you?
Not like huge
Let me see.
Nipples. Okay.
Let me see them.
Okay.
Lift up your shirt. Oh my god!
They're really dark too, huh?
Baloney nipples.
They're not that bad. They just stick in a little bit. That's why I was scared to breastfeed.
Because why?
Because I was scared my inverted nipples would, like...
Wouldn't work.
Yeah, and I didn't want the doctor to see them. He's like, the nurse, I mean, she comes over, she's like, here, man, you want to try to breastfeed? I'm like, no. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, that's fucking creepy. I want some kid sucking on my titty. And she's like, oh.
How about my brother, when he was in a bike accident, scraped his nipple off on the asphalt, and they put it back on.
Oh, my God. But then you think about it, like, when women have breast implants, they can take your nipple off and stick it in through there.
That's so gross.
And little scarring, but it has the least amount of scarring, I mean. So, anyway, let me finish telling you about my dream. So, we were riding in my Alero. Remember my Alero?
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute. My boyfriend hates when I bring up my Alero, and he told me yesterday it annoys him. So, that's
why?
Why I dreamed about it. I don't know, because he's a jerk, and he's never had a nice car.
Because he's... Yeah.
It's not that great of a car, but that was nicer than anything he's ever owned. But anyway.
Jealous and what?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. So, you and I were on our way to Atlanta because Sean was
Hotlanta?
Yeah, for real. Because my boyfriend was working there and I was wanting to show you his job site. So mm-hmm. We were taking like a little drive, but it seemed like it didn't take that long. We just got in the car, and then I was like, oh, my God, Ricky, we took a shortcut. You're like, really? Like, yeah. And then in the back seat was this fat girl I went to school with named Melissa who stunk really bad. And I kept telling you to roll your window down. You're like, wah. I'm like, you can't smell her. Like, I hated her in school, and I see her all the time at a grocery store. And I'm like, girl. Anyway, I don't know why she was in my dream. But so we're driving, and then we're like almost there, and I look over and I realize we're on like the another road that's taking us somewhere else, and we need mm-hmm. to be on the road that's like right across in the median. Mm-hmm. So I go to drive my car across it, and then it turns into a hotel, and we're like in the middle
of the car hotel. Is a hotel?
Yeah. No, no, no. Oh. The road that we turned onto was some kind of secret hotel, and like just the right moment I turned, and we were like in this secret area. So we're inside this hotel, and they have cheesecake everywhere. And Lady's like, "Oh, y'all come on!" And she's like, real rich and lavish place, you know, like expensive things. She's like, "Come on, come on, come on!" So you and I go over there, like taking all the cheesecake and put it in our pockets. We're like, cheesecake's
oh my fun. God! Somebody totally saw us at Cheesecake Factory do that at work too.
Really?
Remember, I stick cheese in my pockets.
Yeah, you're a cheese thief. That's probably why I dream that. Because you're a cheese Maybe. Thief. Anyway, so then we're like trying to get out of the place with our cheesecake, and we keep getting stopped by all these people that are really rich and like talking to us and telling us that they're all famous. And the only thing I can think of is that we need to find my boyfriend because he's going to leave and we're not going to get to see his job site, and he's already going to be home and not realize we're even there. Yeah, that was rude. I'm talking.
That smelled good. They don't call
so, anyway, so we get a call from the emergency room, and we're on, like, this mad hunt to find him in an emergency room somewhere, and no one would tell me what was wrong, and it wasn't him that was talking to me. It was somebody else. It was some guy he worked with, and the guy's name was Nate, and he was like, "No, you just need to come to hospital." Like,
why was Nate in air quotes?
Because that's my aunt's boyfriend, my aunt who's, like, 50 years old,
and she has a 20-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah. She has a boyfriend that, like, took her daughter's virginity. But anyway.
Oh, that was so
So we Jerry saw Springer. Him on Thanksgiving, and he kept, like, talking to Sean all day. So Sean was like, "That dude was weird." So I guess that's why he was in my dream. Anyway, he called me and told me that Sean was in the hospital and that I needed to come to the hospital. He's trying to tell me how to get there. Every road we turn down is, like, a dead end. And we finally find these trash guys, and they tell us how to get out, but... It's like we were picking up the car and walking over with it and then putting it down and driving some more. It was really weird. But, yeah. And then I woke up. But at least we had an adventure together.
That was 7 minutes and 26 seconds of crap.
Well, I was going to tell you before.
I thought it was going to be something good.
Oh, I never told you that. I was like, "Oh, let me tell you about my dream that you were in." You're like, "Let's talk about the podcast." I'm like, "Okay, cool."
Well, I thought it was going to happen.
I did not talk about that for 7 minutes. I just pushed the trash can against the wall.
You scared Finbar.
I'm sorry, Finbar.
So we went to Starbucks, and then we went to Books A Million, mm-hmm. which I'll probably post that picture of us at Books A Million on the website. But Samantha totally had a confrontation at Books A Million.
Most places we go, I have confrontations, but this one was a little extra.
Special.
Yeah. Are we going to reenact this?
Should we?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to be you, or do you want to be you?
You be me, because it'll be funnier. I'll be the cashier.
You sure?
Yeah. You could totally do me, like...
Great. I don't know if I can do you. I know if I can do you at Golden Corral.
But you can't do me at Books A Million.
No. Because that's totally nerdy. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm the cashier. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a coffee, please.
Okay. Here you go. That'll be $1.85.
Here you go.
What's that?
It's money.
It's doesn't look like money. It looks fake.
It's a $2 bill.
$2 bill? I've never heard of a $2 bill.
Well, it's money.
I wasn't laughing, Ricky. Shh. Get back in character.
I'm sorry.
Think of how angry I was.
It is real money.
No, it's not.
Can I speak to your manager? This is real money.
Yeah, you sure can.
I'm not as serious as you were.
No, you're like, you need to get me your manager because this is real money and you're going to take it.
See, it like you're very better.
I'm very better. You're very better at being yourself. I thought you would totally be able to... You can't do me. So anyway, we argued with the damn bitch,
and she didn't want to take her $2 bill. Dollars.
And the manager didn't even believe me either.
They were talking about it's fake.
So then we went over to Starbucks, and they're like, "Oh, cool, I haven't seen one of these in a while. Click, click, ching, ching, here's your change." I was like,
And she was like 17.
Yeah, and so was the bitch at fucking Books A Million. At least we get to look at their books for free.
I was like, I'm going to be over here.
Yeah,
on
because I was
the
about
chair.
To get crunk up in that.
I know, bubble. Right? Don't make me throw some motherfucking books.
I never got to tell you about my confrontation at work with the Oompa Loompa.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
I don't know if it's that funny. But the Oompa Loompa lady that we know at work, is she the Oompa Loompa? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
how about she confronted me and I gave her the dirtiest look? Or like she was like...
Oh, you told me about this where she was like, you had to do your research or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah.
And I gave her the dirtiest look ever and I was like, are you finished? And then I know she felt stupid like, oh, okay. Anyway, so the Oompa Loompa lady got...
Samantha and I, we work in the same office and... Mm-hmm.
And they hate us because we're best friends.
Yeah, and they think we're lovers.
Yeah. Yvonne keeps telling me that she likes lovers. Secret lovers. Not really, though.
But we work with a... Just Gold Neck Corral.
You're speaking such...
I'm retarded.
You have such great vocabulary these days.
My name, Ricky, I'm Samantha Twin.
We are Tamiki.
I'm Tamiki.
I'm Tamiki.
No, I'm Tamiki.
Ow. You bitch. You just farted.
I did not.
I heard it.
I did not fart.
Oh, it was your chair. I'm sorry. It totally sounded like you farted. I was getting... leaving this room.
Oh, you totally hit me hard.
You hit me hard first.
Samiki, so, I love you. Samiki comes from putting, you know, like Tomcat, Brangelina. You know, first was Tomcat, then it was Brangelina. Now it's Samiki.
And we're going to outdo all them bitches.
We are going to adopt a kid from every fucking nation in this world, okay?
Anyway.
And everybody will love us, and Oprah will be our best fucking friend.
Yes, she will, and she will give us money all the time, and we will not have to work in same office.
And she will finally tell us she's a big old lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With her friend. What's her friend's name?
Gwen, I think.
No. What is her friend's name? Di? No. What is her friend's name?
It's Gwen.
No, it's
not. I think it is.
Oprah Winfrey's friend?
The lady who always comes on her show.
Yeah, but it's not Gwen. It's...
If you guys know, you're going to need to call because we're never going
to
guess.
Oh, they don't fucking call. No one's called to ask you a question. No one's called to ask Ryan a question. No one's called... Shit. My phone that the number 206-984-FOUL is about to be disconnected because no one calls it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So, and I have all these people that message me and say, I'm one of your listeners that just listen and don't respond.
But like, we need you to respond or we don't think you're listening.
And then we go home and we get in the bathtub. And we practice slicing our wrists together.
Yes.
But instead of my own wrist, I practice on Samantha's.
And I practice on Ricky's. Oh, that's so sick. Yeah. We don't really do that, people.
We think about it all the time.
Hey, speaking of... That's dirty, right?
Right.
How about that song, Riding Dirty? I have the biggest question ever, and I really hope you don't think I'm stupid. Why are you laughing? Yeah. You don't even know what I'm going to ask.
I know, but I just know it's going to be stupid. You want to ask them and maybe they can call and tell you?
They don't call, so I'll never get an answer. Maybe you know. If you don't know it, then yes, please call. Okay, the song Riding Dirty. I really can't understand the whole song because I can't listen that well because I can't understand what he's saying.
Mm.
But does it mean he's, like, riding in a dirty car, like, that needs to be washed in the car wash? Or is he dirty, like, he hasn't taken a shower in a few days?
He's, like needs a bath.
He's riding dirty, and he's scared the cops are going to catch him because he's dirty? Like, I know your mama tells you to change your underwear in case you're in an accident, but I never heard of that.
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
I don't know. That's a very good question.
Don't you think?
So, listeners, is he riding dirty because he's, like, in a totally dirty car? Or is he riding dirty because he has, like, some crotch fungus or something?
Yeah. Or, like, hasn't had a shower
in days
because
he's
really
homeless.
Means.
I don't know. But if he's homeless, how is he riding dirty on his bicycle?
I should ask one of my brother's thug friends.
I'm a big Will.
But then they'll probably laugh at me. But if you guys will call in and answer our question of the day.
Like Mike did.
Riding dirty mean?
Like Mike did when he called about your nipples.
Yeah.
Why do men have nipples? Exactly.
So what the hell is riding dirty? Seriously.
And it's that song that goes, no, riding dirty, no, riding dirty, something like that.
I'm rolling, they hating, patrolling, trying to catch me riding dirty.
No, you're catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty.
My music's so loud. I sing it all the time, and I'm thinking to myself, should Bailey be listening to this?
I know, right?
She's probably thinking,
what if she was rolling up in kindergarten, up at the school program, riding dirty, ride me. What if she's like, ride me dirty?
No! I will kill me some little kids. Nah, she don't.
I want to see you ride me dirty.
Oh, that's not even funny to me. Because that's something she would totally do.
She already dances like,
Coochie Mama in the corner. Oh my God. I don't want to think about it.
Her strip name's going to be Bailey's and Cream.
So what time is it? Should we call Amanda?
You want to try to call her?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we can't, though, because I didn't start Skype.
Oh, we'll have to do it next time.
Well, we can probably bring it up. Let me check here.
We can't pause it while we bring it up?
No, we can still keep, we can keep recording, and it'll bring it up.
Okay. It'll probably be like an hour show.
Well, no. Hopefully we just get her voicemail.
Yeah, for real.
Who's going to talk? Do you want to talk or you want me to talk?
You need to talk because I will laugh totally.
How do you want me to say it?
I don't know. You did that really good country hick voice.
May I speak to Amanda Lighthead?
Yeah, here's her cell phone number. Okay. It's 860. Nope. I wasn't going to give the whole thing. I was just giving the area code.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she's changed it since she moved, but if she did, we're kind of screwed. We'll have to get it from someone at work.
So, we're going to call our friend Amanda, who moved to Texas.
Mm-hmm. She used to work with us in our office. She's sorry. A bomb. We were, what were we called until she left? Samanke? What was it?
Oh, when she left? Samanke.
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 Yeah, that's what it was.
No, where's Amanda?
Because it was Amanda, we did Samanke.
Oh, okay, okay. So we got one.
Yeah, I'm sure they love hearing you type. You just gotta hit the button, brings the light back on.
Oh,
what did you do?
It's
calling. Are you
her.
Calling her?
You hit did you
the
hear
green
that?
Button. Like, do, 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 do.
Did you hear that? Go
oh
back.
Oh my God. All you gotta do is hit phone book and then view because she's.
I don't have a razor because they're crap.
No, they're not. My phone's the freaking bomb.
Should we even say if she answers? Should we say anything? She would have just like a prank call, like, is this Bob? Is this Bob's phone?
If she answers, just to be like, Amanda? Is this Amanda Lighthead? And then see if she answers. And if she does, then tell her that she won $1 million.
Where'd I hit again? No, that's not the number.
Oh, sorry. I think that was, whose number was that?
All right, you ready?
Uh-huh. You totally have to do it.
Hey, this is Amanda. I can't give you a phone right now, but I'll leave your name and number and I'll get back to you. Bye.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
This message for Amanda Lighthead. We're trying to get in contact with you because somebody left you some money as a beneficiary. It used to be an ex-worker. Her name is Grace Valier. We're not sure. But can you give us a call back at 206-984-3685? We really appreciate it. Bye. Okay.
She's going to die. She's totally gonna know it's us.
She's gonna be pissed.
We told her we call her.
Yeah, but we didn't tell her via We didn't tell her it'd be a prank joke, though. No, you're right. She may not know. She may not know until she calls the number. Yeah. Hopefully, maybe she'll call the number or leave a message.
Yeah, she'll be like, screw you guys.
So what else are we going to talk about, Sam?
How about when we went shopping this weekend? Did you have fun?
Oh. Yeah, when you made me try on a million rings.
Wasn't it fun, though?
Not really. You're like, well, that's about the size of Sean's finger. What size are you wearing?
But really, I was having you try them on because I want to marry you, Ricky.
Sorry. Because I need a child for three reasons. That's why I need to get married and, like, adopt Bailey. For three reasons.
I think we've talked about it
before. Well, let's talk about it again. Okay. Pell Grant, $5,000 check in January. Mm-hmm. And what was the third one? FMLA.
Yeah. Well, see, the only thing about it is I'm entitled to half of that if we're married.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind sharing.
Yes, but I could totally get more if we're not.
That's true. But if we get... But you can file... We don't have to file jointly.
This is true.
When we're married. So when we get married, when we have our party, we need to ask for two of everything.
Yeah. It's like the front loader washer
and dryer.
Yeah,
you need a red one and I need a blue one.
Yes. So remember that. When we get married, we'll send you all an invitation. Okay.
So what else are we going to talk about?
What time
it's only been 21 minutes.
Are you serious?
God damn.
I thought my dream, like, took up so much of the time.
Well, it did of my, like, oxygen, because I had to actually listen. So what else do we want to talk
about?
I
totally love Carrie Underwood's new song.
Oh.
I'm so addicted to that.
For the first time ever, the first music star to be on Foul Monkeys, Carrie Underwood.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Carrie?
I'm great. Great, great.
Why don't you just sing us a sample of your song?
Okay, but I probably won't sound as good because the microphone's, you know.
And you probably have a little congestion from being in Florida.
I'm sick because the allergies down here are so bad.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Before He Cheats.
Okay, and what can you, like, tell us a little story about it, maybe what happened?
Well, I caught my boyfriend at the time cheating on me, and this is just a little rendition of what I did.
You are so proper, crossing your legs and everything.
I know.
So, okay, we're ready. Three.
Are you ready?
Two. Carrie, what's so funny?
Sorry, Samantha's cracking me up over here. Sorry.
Three. Two. One.
I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive. Carved my name into his leather seat. Sorry. I took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights. What is it?
I don't know, Carrie. It's not my song.
Oh, sorry. Slashed a hole in all four tires. So maybe next time he'll think. Before he cheats.
Well, thank you very much, Carrie, for stopping by.
Samantha Underwood.
So, let's talk about what you would do if you ever caught your boyfriend cheating.
Well, after I stabbed him in his eye in front of
in his eye.
Because that, I know your eyeball hurts the worst because it's the most gross looking thing. So that's where I'd stab somebody with a pencil that's dull.
And then break it off and then pull it out with needle nose pliers?
Yes. Oh, okay. Totally. But if I, like, came to a bar and he's got some hoochie mom up in there he's dancing with and cheating on me with...
What if it's your mom?
Oh, Ricky. Don't even go there! God! That's disgusting! I love my mom and all, but if I ever caught her cheating, I'd stab them both in their eyes! I'm like, what you gonna do with my daddy now, bitch? I'm telling my daddy when I get home. But anyway, he's got a Mustang. He's like, what is it, restoring?
Mm-hmm.
A 1972 Mustang. And when it's ready and it's got its beautiful paint job and he's cheating on me, that beautiful paint job will be inside my key, just like Carrie Underwood said in her song. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't just dig it into the side. I would write... all kind of things all over that thing, and due to windshield, because once windshield is removed and replaced, it never seals the same. And you know who I learned that from? Him. I'm like, cheater across this windshield, maybe.
Slut. Whore.
No, cheater, because he, every time I sing that song on the radio, he gets so mad. He hates it. And he's like, they shouldn't allow songs like that on the radio. I'm like, why? Well, he's like, I said,
like,
he shouldn't
I'm not
cheat.
Allowed to look at an art book that has nudity.
I know. I'm sorry. He's so old fashioned. I'm not even, you know. I'm not allowed to do anything.
So, you know what I would do? And this is a true story because it happened to me.
Oh! Oh, I totally heard this.
I'll tell you this whole thing. No, I'll tell you the whole story.
Okay.
So I come home. I lived in Radford, Virginia. Gaze OK knows where that is.
Hi, Gaze OK.
By the way, don't you have anything? Don't you have something to say about to a Gaze OK?
Your website is the motherfucking bomb.
See, told you. Better go see it. MySpace, Foul Monkeys. Hello.
Okay.
If Samantha gives it 2 thumbs up.
It's worth looking at for right. real. Because I do not look at everybody's pages.
Shit.
But
anyway.
That is the bomb.
I came home and someone's about to call. Oh, is it?
Yes.
Damn. Just say you're in the
Actually,
shower.
I was in
shower.
The shower.
So,
Okay, we gotta rip it. Come on. Okay.
So my boyfriend at the time, his name was Ben, left my house. He was wearing overall bibs. This was like 1997, so it was okay to wear that. Mm-hmm. Overall bibs with this green sweater and a hat. So I come home and there's a message on the phone, on our phone, like the house line phone. Mm-hmm. So I answer it and the guy's like, yeah, I just wanted to tell you that you were totally hot. And that I would have totally took you in the closet at the school in the janitor's closet, but I was so afraid of getting hot. The fact that you're not wearing underwear is so fucking hot. And I was like, that's not me. He's like, you look so hot in your overalls. He came home and I found out he didn't have underwear on. We got in this huge fight. We're both in our boxer shorts because by that time he put underwear on for some reason. I don't know. So... we're in a fight in our apartment, and we have 2 other roommates, so it gets a little fucking crazy, you know? So we go out in the courtyard, and he gets on, we fight each other, and we get down on the ground, we're like rolling, pow, boom, rolling, you know? So then he gets on top of me and starts choking me, and he has his hands on me. Of course he has his hands on me, because he's choking me.
Can't choke anybody in another way.
Right. But, so... he gets me to the point where everything is going, like everything's turning black and it's coming into one center. And then right when I'm about to pass out, he lets go. So I lay there like I'm passed out and I start breathing so I can get control of myself because I was pissed.
Oh, yeah. He's
so I stand
up. That's attempted murder.
Anyway, I stand up and I take his face and scrape it down the telephone pole that was right there next to us.
Damn.
And he had this huge splinter and made his cheek go like this. So he had this permanent look on his lip like that.
So was he really cheating or did he just show
some
guy
yeah.
that he had?
But that wasn't the only one. I found out later it was like bad.
Lots of them.
Yeah. I know.
Like
how could somebody cheat on me?
I don't know, Ricky. You're
how
so
could
hot.
Someone cheat on Samicky?
I know. Either one of us.
I know. Whores. Anyway, so I had to pay for that bill.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay, but you know what? I felt so much better about myself.
But you know what? It's all worked out because look at where you are today.
Yeah. I was going to say single, but I'm really not.
I know. God. I was about to get pissed if you said you were single. Like, and looking out for my boy, Herb, and what?
And what? And what, you whore? Okay, so we're at 29 minutes.
Perfect.
So, Samantha and I have been practicing all day long, so she can do this. She's going to go first.
Okay.
And then I'll go second, and then you go third, and I'll go fourth.
Okay.
Like that.
And so we're done?
So you're ready?
Yes,
so we're
I am.
Ending the show. So do you know how to end the show now, Samantha?
I just know how to read it off.
Well, you don't tell them you're reading off the card, stupid.
Oh, I don't mean read off. I mean, like... in my mind, say what I memorized all day.
Oh, okay. So, go ahead.
So, you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
We also want you to visit our website at www.foulmonkeys.com and leave us comments there.
And please, 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 please call us at 206-984-FOUL.
Also, we want you to go visit our MySpace page.
Yes.
Because Gay's Okay is the bomb. Oh, and I have to say this. Gay's Okay is the best listener ever because he now has an Apple computer.
Because you have one?
Well, he always wanted one, but, you know, I'm totally cool and I'm a famous podcast star, so he wanted to be exactly like me. Yeah. Except for there's a difference. Like, I'm white and he's Mexican and he's from California and I'm from Virginia. But it's close, right?
Yeah.
Or at least we're in the same country.
Yeah. God.
And I also want you guys to visit the Flickr page for Foul Monkeys. I just started putting photos there. I'm going to be adding more. You can find us by doing a search for foul_monkeys. Yeah. You know, like the underscore sign, not the word underscore.
Yeah, I hope that they would get that. Well, if they have computers, then they should.
Some of them don't. Are you cold?
I'm
I can tell.
I'm
headlights. Woo!
It's my bra.
They're not so inverted anymore.
It's my bra. My little cousin came up it's and my squeezed bra. My nipples. On it wasn't my nipples, it was my bra. She's like, are you cold on Thanksgiving? I was like, no, that's my bra. She's like, it feels like your nipples. Okay.
You're my cousin, and you really shouldn't be touching me there.
Now we're cool like that.
So, yeah, everybody go comment. We need comments. We need calls. We need cock. All. Oh, I mean, shit.
That's you, honey. You. I don't need no cock.
You need a big black cock.
No.
You need a big Latino cock.
No.
Uncut.
Ooh. Yeah. No.
Samantha's afraid of the uncut cocks.
I've never even seen one, but that's another story.
I can show you when I have a video of one.
No, that's okay.
You sure?
Let's do it on the next time we do it.
Okay.
Like this weekend. So, it's going to be bomb.
We're going to be recording live from International Mall in Tampa.
It would. Thank you guys.
All right. You guys have a great week.
We'll talk Bye. To you. We'll talk to y'all.
Y'all.
If you would call us, y'all could talk to us. We'd call you back or something. Dang.
Whatever.
Ka-chow. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.